Last week, I came across a very interesting article on China New Asia titled Condo Seller Face Longer Waits, More Selective Buyers Amid Flurry of New Launches. And honestly, you reflect what many of us in the industry have been feeling on the ground. Now, I won't bore you with the full article. You can read it all by yourself. But here, what I want to add is, yes, October numbers look extremely high compared to the usual resale figures. But that's mainly because there were more new launches sold that month. And if we zoom out and look at the whole of 2025, so far, demand for new and resale home have actually remained quite steady over the past 11 months. Looking back from 2018 on a yearly basis, the share of new home sales spiked in 2021 and again this year in 2025. Other than that, the data doesn't really show anything drastically different. But what more importantly is what is actually happening on the ground. Property agents are reporting that some resale units are now taking months to sell. When the market was hot, property could move in under a month, sometimes even on the very first viewing. Here, I can personally testify to this slowdown. Since late last year, I've been noticing it, and I mentioned it several times in my past video. And if you've been following closely, you will have read the sign. Election, trade tension, job uncertainty, all these factors are making buyers more cautious. Buyers are no longer rushing into the market like before, unless a property has very unique selling point or is priced very attractively, and I mean below valuation. And if your development has many competing listings, good luck to you. It may take even longer to sell, or you may struggle to get viewings at all. Over time, some sellers who cannot hold will eventually exit at a loss. We have already seen this in Sentosa, CBD, Orchard Road, and other prime districts they have highlighted before. Could this trend spread to the mass market too? Here, I wouldn't rule it out. So, has the resale private condo market turned? Honestly, it's still unclear. The data doesn't show it yet because the UIA index includes both new sales as well as resale condo transactions combined altogether. The index will likely continue rising in the coming months. But what's happening specifically in the resale segment is a very different story. By the time the news report it, it's usually already 6 to 12 months old. For me, that's outdated information. So, the big question is, if you are a property investor, should you exit now, cash out, or hold and wait for more upside? Well, the choice is yours. You make your own decision.